We're now joined for his weekly interview by the head coach of the Pattonsburg Panthers, Chase Roberts. For the Pattonsburg Panthers, played Stanbury on Friday, and I'm pretty sure I'm on this, but it was a pretty competitive for maybe a quarter and a half early, coach, and you just couldn't stop Stanbury enough, and obviously they did a lot on the scoreboard and kind of made it tough to stay with them on Friday, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we got the break speed off of us. I mean, they scored literally every possession they had the ball. We didn't stop them one time until they were gracious enough to put their some of their backups in, JV guys in, and so that, you know, we did score, and you know, they didn't slow us down too bad, but one interception and two block punts, and again, when you don't stop them, it's hard to stay in the game. So swapping scores, you can't win football games against good teams, and that's what happened on Friday. Just couldn't stop them.
You've gone through a stretch, and we talked about this last week, how this middle stretch with North Andrew and King City and Stanbury would be challenging, and unfortunately you couldn't get in the win column during that stretch. Do you feel like you've really seen your guys get better from the challenge of playing those three squads?
In ways, I think so. I think that the biggest thing is that our guys have come back and practiced hard every week, and you always wonder how they're going to respond after a loss. And you know, now we are here after coming out 2-0, and everybody's fired up about Pattonsburg football. And then, oh well, you know, you get drilled by North Andrew, you lose a tight one against King City, and then get beat pretty bad against Stanbury. And so, even still, love to see the kids' resilience to come back and work hard and practice hard and be excited to be on the football field again. And I think that's a huge just testament to their character and wanting to get better. You know, I think the biggest thing is we're beat up right now, and so we're going to have to ask some guys to do some things that they don't normally do, and that's a huge part of what's going to show again, just to test the character this week to see if our guys can step up and some young guys can step up and play some positions they haven't had to play before. We've had some guys that really counted on that aren't going to be able to play this week, and so it'll be a tough job. I think it'll be fun to see what the guys can do and how they respond.
When you do get, and it was kind of giving me the next question I had. You know, I know you mentioned last week that you're pretty beat up. You got injuries and some guys not playing. When you do go to that depth, it shows up with maybe not playing the same sort of defense. Is that where you're seeing it right now, Coach?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're down. If we played today, we would be missing five of our starting eight defensive starters from game one, and so. You know, I know that can sound like an excuse, but I think more than anything, it's just a chance to show our guys that we are a team and we can compete against anybody doing anything. And so, yeah, we've had to change our scheme a little bit just because of personnel. But that's not the reason we couldn't stop Stanbury. We got to tackle, and that's our fault. That's my fault for not having us ready. And we're going to do some things differently this week to get that right. And, you know, there's no rest for the weary. We talk about this stretch. Norbert is a great football team. They're 4-1 and have won against some good football teams, and so it doesn't get any easier for us, and they're not feeling sorry for us, and we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We got to go, and we got to get those young guys to step up and make plays and make tackles. We got to tackle people. We can score, we got to tackle people, and that's the bottom line.
Your point is valid, Coach, because I think it is one of the things that you have to fight the guys to not do is you kind of look at conference opponents and familiar opponents, and you know who's good, and you know maybe Norbert, for those around Pattonsburg and those in the GRC, not as known of a commodity, but you just kind of look up who they played and what they've done. And the only team they've lost to is Sacred Heart, and we all saw what they did against North Andrew last week. So that Pirate team that you play on Friday, they are legit.
Absolutely. I mean, they're the real deal. I think their coach does a good job, and those boys play hard, and they're hard-nosed, tough kids. And, you know, that's what football's all about. And we got to get there. You know, I think we're growing that way, but they're a football team that's been around, and those kids are tough nosed kids, and we got to keep growing in that Pattonsburg of just being football minded individuals that want to hit and want to take a hit and be tough, and I think Norbert is there with that, and so we got to go over there and bring the hat this Friday and tackle. We got to tackle the football, and that's what's going to come down to. They're a good football team. They're going to move the ball. They run the ball well and throw it decently. And defensively, they'll hit you. So we get ready to roll, and again, we got to get some stops. We got to get some stops and give ourselves a chance.
With the injuries that you're dealing with, particularly defensively, Coach, it sounds like they're not season-ending injuries. You're going to get some guys back eventually. But for now, as you said, you're going to have to go to that depth, and hopefully in the long run, playing that depth makes you guys better when you get some of the guys back with your depth. Is that kind of where you're looking at right now?
Absolutely. You know, the beauty of eight-man football in Missouri is everybody makes it to the playoffs. And so, you know, you play all year for district seeding, but then all bets are off come the third week of October. And so you got to know that as a coach. And, you know, every game matters, but you got to be healthy come October. And that's how you can compete and stay in the running for a state title. And that's where we still think we can be. You know, even with the rough stretch we've had, we still think we're a high-quality football team. And we've got a lot of great football players and just got to keep coming together as a team and again, just getting that football mentality of we make tackles and we make plays and we're just tough. We're tough jokers, and we're still growing in that aspect. But, yeah, you know, going back to talking about the depth, you know, at King City, we played 21 kids in a game, and that's not just that's offensive defense players, not just special teams, but 21 kids, I guess it was 22 including defense, of our 25 kids we dressed that night. And so, I mean, everybody matters. And we play every kid that comes out for us. And every kid is important to what we do in the football program.
That's the way to get it done. The other thing that's interesting about your schedule, Coach, is that if you look at the district standings, you're sitting at number 2. You know, not the toughest district in Northwest Missouri, which kind of works in your favor, but you're going to have to fight off Southwest Livingston because they're really, really close to that number 2 spot right now.
Yeah, and, you know, we do pay attention to that as coaches, but you don't want to get two big eyes. The next game is the most important game, and but you know there are some must wins on our schedule, and you know this week is a huge one for us to get a chance to get a win, and like you're saying, just to keep fighting up that district ladder is a huge part of what we want to do. And you talk about staying healthy, man. What's better than a bye week to get healthy and have a fight where you don't have to play a football game? So the 2 seed is precious. And, you know, we're doing everything we can, again, to win our football game for the rest of the year. And what a gift that would be to get a bye, come up for the week in October and get to kind of heal up and get out of our legs a little bit. And, just be a huge, huge, huge plus for our hopes of a playoff run. If we could get that 2 seed and get a bye that first week.
This is all the credit to the conference you're in, Coach, but I'm kind of looking at this schedule. I think you immediately look at North Andrew and Stanbury as being right now the class of the GRC 8-man division and the teams that you got to beat. But you kind of look for, okay, who are those teams that Pattonsburg is, you know, maybe not quite at Stanbury's and North Andrew's level. You can find them, but when you start looking at King City and Worth County and, you know, teams like that, those are good football teams that have done a lot of good things. So the depth of this conference really starting to show this year.
Yeah, and, you know, and I also, St. Joe Christian, I mean, we got them first week, but they went and have won last week, beat against Albany, played with Stanbury for a half, or were winning at halftime against Stanbury, played with North Andrew pretty well in the second half. I mean, they're no slouch at all. I think they're going to just get better. Worth County, I think, is maybe the best team in state right now, just looking at the scores and watching their film. And they took it to King City last week. So, even Bramer, I mean, Bramer was a heck of a football team. They got some hard-nosed kids. I think the coach is doing a great job over there. And so, yeah, they're just no off week. And I go even to Coach Fountain at Albany. I mean, he's been in games in the first half, just so beat up with injury. But, I mean, there's just no off week in this GRC. And we don't get off week by any means this week going out of conference and playing hard. And there's just no rest for the weary. It's good football, and I think that, like you're saying, just across the board, a lot of depth in eight-man football right now, especially in the GRC.
Yeah, in general, Coach, I know it's been a couple of years, but how much has being a member of the GRC, how much has that helped to really improve the football program, give the kids something to play for, really improve their focus? How much is that all a good thing for the Panthers?
But I think that, you know, you do have to rise to the level of your competition, and you can just play there and take it, or you can get up and you can get after it. I think that our boys right now are doing that, you know, and again, we're not satisfied with the success we've had so far, and you hate to lose 3 games in a row and those being conference games. But you know you're playing the best in the state, and so you know where the where the benchmarks are and where you got to be. And so we get to see that every week. Like you're saying, week in, week out, we're playing against the best in the state. And that's where you want to be. And so you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And so it's a good place to be. And again, there's no question about, well, are we legit? I mean, if you can win the GRC, you can win anywhere. And so, we're thankful for that. And just to know that this is the highest level of football in the state, and we want to be at that level. So here we are trying to find our way to fit in that mold.
That's head coach Chase Roberts of the Pattonsburg Panthers. Coach, appreciate all the time. Best of luck to you and the Panthers this week.
Thank you, sir. Go Panthers.